Diversity Times. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hurricane Matthew, a powerful Category 3 storm, approached the Bahamas late Wednesday with sustained winds of close to 200 kilometers per hour after causing widespread damage and flooding in Haiti. Jenny Midas is a resident of the Bahamian capital, Nassau.
I just hope no lives are lost. That's my main thing. Once lives are not lost, it's okay for me.
At least 10 people were killed on the island of Hispaniola that makes up Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Tens of thousands have been displaced in what's being called the worst storm to hit the island in half a century. Julie Lee is with the humanitarian organization World Vision in the capital, Port-au-Prince.
We are seeing a lot of damaged housing because of the flood and the heavy rains and those strong winds. A lot of houses have been completely destroyed. We are also seeing a lot of people being rushed and evacuated to temporary shelters.
The U.S. has dispatched helicopters to help in search and rescue operations and to ferry supplies. The storm devastated southwestern Haiti, heavily flooding residential areas. Surging seas left behind boats and debris on coastal roads. The country had to postpone its presidential election. Cuba was also affected. The storm is expected to strengthen before it impacts Florida's eastern coast Thursday. Governor Rick Scott.
Regardless if there's a direct hit or not, the impacts will be devastating. I cannot emphasize it enough that everyone in our state must prepare now for a direct hit.
Millions across Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina have been under orders to evacuate to the interior. Italy's Coast Guard said it rescued more than 11,000 migrants off the Libyan coast so far this week. This is VOA News. The Obama administration